So this is mushrooms growing out of a wasp. So these are called cordyceps. Actually, I think this is an ant. And what happens is the cordyceps release their spores, and then the spores land on the insect's back. And then the spores slowly start to soak into the insect and start to eat the insect away.
Yep, the mushroom literally eats the ant from the inside out. But that's not even the weirdest part.
Then what happens is, in order for the mushrooms to have the best chance of survival, they make the ant climb to the highest point in the forest. So they literally use mind control, and the ant climbs its way to the top highest tree. When it's at the top, the mushroom knows it's at the highest point, and then it kills the ant. Then the ant's at the top of the tree dead, and then the mushroom grows out of the ant and then releases its spores at the top of the forest. So it's given itself the best chance to maximise how it releases its spores.
This is Philip. He's the founder of a business called Fungi Mental, which has made him somewhat of a mushroom expert.
I know this is not like an insectologist or whatever, but do they realise what's happening?
I don't think they do. I think it's just like, it's probably like them being really high and just like staggering around in a bit of a daze. Think about the, if this has mind altering, you know, chemicals in there, could it help humans in the sense that if you've got someone who has got late onset dementia or something like that, you know, I mean, obviously this makes an ant go to the highest point and kill itself, but are there chemicals in there that we could research that could help humans? And right now, the study of mycology is only probably 50 years old, and we only reckon we've studied around 2-5% of all mushrooms. So, and we've already found penicillin and yeast and all these amazing things that are part of everyday life. What else can we find?
So we already know mushrooms are yummy. Some have antiviral properties, some can be used in certain medical treatments, and obviously some should be avoided. But with so much still to learn about them, Philip says we also need to think about new ways to grow mushrooms.
I actually saw a TED Talk about 2 years ago by a guy called Gunter Pauli, who founded this thing called the Blue Economy, and he was talking about how you could make protein from waste. Because obviously with the rise of the middle classes globally and in China and India, more people are wanting access to protein, and cow farming ain't going to cut it with all these billions of people coming into the middle classes. So I thought, you know, these mushrooms are 33% protein. If we can create a sustainable model to grow them, then this has the potential to feed, you know, hundreds of millions of people in the future if we adopt this sort of model.
And what is Philip's model? Growing mushrooms out of old coffee grounds.
Oyster mushrooms will happily eat coffee, 100% coffee, all day, every day.
How did you come to this realization that mushrooms can grow in old coffee grounds?
So we mix the coffee waste with grain spawn, which is grain that mushrooms have been given earlier in the stage of life, and they kind of, the mushrooms start to eat the grain. And then what you do is you slowly introduce that grain into the coffee, and then the mushrooms spread out from the grain through the coffee.
And where are they getting all this coffee? No, not from cafes.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Jetstar Flight JQ11 through to Tokyo Narita.
From airports.
So we, rather than going around 70 to 100 different coffee shops and collecting little bits everywhere, we drive to the airport and we get 400-500 kilos in one trip. And we do that twice a week.
Yeah, because everyone's kind of coming in, coming out. And like if you're in an airport, everyone's tired as hell and just wants a coffee.
Exactly. And Heathrow Airport in London approached us about this idea, and we might hopefully be building a farm there. Heathrow Airport drinks 35,000 cups of coffee a day, which is about 2,500 kilos of waste every day.
That's also like the cups and the lids and stuff.
No, that's just the grounds.
Oh, that's just the grounds.
That's just the grounds. 2,500 kilos of waste a day. So 17,000 kilos a week. So we could grow around 3,400 kilos of mushrooms a week at Heathrow Airport if we got all their coffee.
Do you have any I can try?
Come into the tunnel and try.
Yeah.
Pretty spicy. It might be a little bit dry now. But you know, you can try this one.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty spicy.
Spicy? Why are they spicy?
It's a type of mushroom they are, and it's also how they're grown. So in the wild, wild mushrooms are super, super spicy and earthy. And that's what that's the similar sort of flavour that you get out of them growing coffee.
Does the coffee add any additional flavouring, or is it literally just like
it doesn't have flavouring, but there is a rumour that it makes them grow a little bit quicker. Like a bit of a caffeine kickstart. But yeah. But
so can I eat this?
Yeah, of course.
Do I just pick it up?
Just grab a little bit off the edge, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh yeah, they're not like your like standard.
No, they're packed full of flavour, which is why chefs love them. And one of the things we're doing, we're developing a part of the company called Foodie Mental, where we actually take parts of food that you wouldn't normally use because you can't eat them. So, for example, the stems of these mushrooms are super rubbery. You'd never want to eat that. But why throw that out when we can freeze dry that, mix it with salt, and make a beautiful mushroom salt? So we're making these different types of foods that are from rescued food or food you wouldn't normally use to actually sell them to public, raise awareness on food waste, because that's part of the big problem with food security in the future. It's not growing the food, we throw one third of our food away, so it's crazy. So if we can make delicious food out of stuff you wouldn't normally use, then that's another positive and another educational point that we're trying to get across.
Any last tidbits or any last fun facts about mushrooms or anything that you've done with Fungi Mental?
So oyster mushrooms can actually eat up oil spills as well, and so they can break down hydrocarbons, they can soak up nuclear waste, soak up heavy metal waste, and we're writing kids books about all this stuff. So we're think Mr. Men, but we've got Ollie the Oyster, who's our little character that's developing. He's got his own little personality going on, so he'll be our first book. And it's all about getting kids young and getting them embraced in what mushrooms can do, and not just mushrooms but sustainability as a whole. So we want to tell these stories in a really fun way, like Ollie the Oyster Mushroom going around and cleaning up an oil spill from a beach, and he sees a hungry person, so he chops his hair off and feeds them it. And
yeah,
you know, these
you can use hair to clean up oil spills as well. Did you know?
Exactly. So all these things that we want to try and make fun and relevant for kids, and we want to do roadshows around schools with our mushroom masterclasses, and just get a whole generation of kids inspired into mycology and sustainability. So when they're coming into school and college and uni, they're not just thinking about money, they're thinking about what career path they can have, and that sustainability is now a really viable career path where not only can they make money, but they can have, you know, a net positive impact across social and environmental causes as well.